This week's parsha is about bringing the first fruits of the harvest to the temple in Jerusalem. There we make a declaration of gratitude, saying, "An Aramite man tried to destroy my father, and our nation endured slavery in Egypt." Huh? An Aramite tried to destroy my father? We suffered in Egypt, and this is supposed to be a declaration of gratitude? The commentators explain, the Aramite is Lavan, who deceived our forefather Jacob by switching Rachel and Leah. Now let's consider, if Lavan never would have pulled that stunt, then Jacob would have married Rachel as he intended, and Joseph would have been the firstborn son. Thus, the other brothers would have likely not been jealous when Jacob showed favoritism toward Joseph, and Joseph never would have been sold into slavery. Now here's the catch. Joseph would never have become Egyptian prime minister, who years later was in position to save the Jewish people from famine. So yes, even though Lavan the Aramite tried to destroy our forefather, we express gratitude that somehow, some way, it's all for the best. When tragedy strikes, it's difficult to see the big picture and understand why this may have happened. Here in Israel, this is a question we grapple with every time a bomb blows apart a bus or cafe, killing brides and young children. A few weeks ago, I attended the shiva of a young woman who was killed in a bus bombing. She was the mother of five children and herself came from a large family. The number of mourners was horrifying. Her husband, parents, many siblings, children, grandchildren, all in shock and with their garments torn in grief. I was sitting there in silence, trying to make sense of the tragedy, when her husband spoke. "We are so grateful for the life that she led. Children, grandchildren, not everyone merits to raise generations, and the fact that she died as a Jew, sanctifying the name of God, we are so grateful," he said. No, we don't always know why things happen. When events occur that are so unfathomable, all we can do is trust in the Almighty. And just as when we bring first fruits to the temple, we express the gratitude that somehow, some way, it's all for the best.